Praise the Lord.
All the church said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And I'll soon let everything have breath. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
You know good and well his people's got a right to say praise.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. When the devil rises up and goes to cussing and cursing out there in the world, just rise up and say praise the Lord. That's what's wrong. These people ain't hear nothing about Jesus.
Help me, baby. We'll see.
They ain't hearing enough about Jesus, one or the two. They ain't hearing nothing about him or enough about him. Amen. Amen. This is made to be shared with people, not be kept to yourself. He said to let your light shine like a city that's set upon the hill. Huh? Praise the Lord. We're supposed to have something this world can see. Come on, Sister Amy. Y'all pray for us. You're going to minister to us the Word of God.
Appreciate the Lord this morning. It kind of seemed like the things being in the arms of God. You know, what was that song we sung earlier? Jesus hold my hand, different things. You know, it's kind of being walking with the Lord and the Lord helping us through and things like that.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, for the day and time it is, the devil really fights Christian people.
Right.
And you really have to stay sheltered in the arms of God to make it through, you know.
Right.
Really have to hold on to his hand. But I appreciate the Lord this morning. And if you have your Bibles, I kind of feel like we're nearing the end of our journey through Ezekiel. You know, we've been in that book a while. The Lord's been leading us back to that book. But I kind of feel like we're ending our journey here. But I'm not sure how many more sermons will be in Ezekiel. But I kind of feel like we're coming to a close on that. But if you have your Bibles, Ezekiel chapter 46. In verse 13, and we're also going to read some in Psalms if you want to hold your place in Psalms. That's a few books back. This is Ezekiel chapter 46, and starting with verse 13. When you find it, if you would say amen.
Amen.
That's Ezekiel chapter 46, and verse 13. Thou shalt daily prepare a burnt offering unto the Lord of a lamb of the first year without blemish. Thou shalt prepare it every morning. And thou shalt prepare a meat offering for it every morning, the sixth part of an ephah, and the third part of a hin of oil to the temper with the fine flour, a meat offering continually by a perpetual ordinance unto the Lord. Now, if you will, flip back to Psalms. Chapter 1, and start with verse 1. Let's back a few books to the book of Psalms. Chapter 1, and verse 1. When you find it, if you would say amen. That's Psalms. Chapter 1, and verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congress of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I'm going to read verse 2 once more. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. You may see, y'all say a prayer for me right quick, that the Lord will help me. In Ezekiel, he told him everything in the Old Testament was set by routine. You rise in the morning, you do this. You do this at noon, you do that at the afternoon, you do this at night. It was kind of a routine. And when you had your offerings, you made an offering, you had to do every offering the same way, which back then was offering cattle and doves and goats and different things to the Lord that were perfect, without spot and without blemish. Nowadays, we have the blood of Jesus, so we don't have to offer animals for our sin. We can ask Him forgiveness. But back then, blood had to be shed. You had to kill an animal. If you'd done something wrong, you had to kill an animal. Blood had to be shed for the forgiveness of that sin. You know, and that's the way it was. Their routine. They had to pick this calf. It had to be this kind of way. They had to do it this way. They had to kill it this way. They had to prepare it this way. They had to do it in this place. Everything was set by a routine. That's why he's talking to Ezekiel. He says, when you ride in the morning, do this. When you go to sleep at night, you do this. It was more of a routine, you know. And I got to thinking about, you know, Psalms. The Lord kind of led me to Psalms. You know, in law, we have to follow the law. If you don't follow the law, you go to jail, you know. And if you don't go to jail, you get a ticket. I learned that the hard way. There ain't no feeling like them blue lights behind you. Your heart drops, you know. And I had to call Mama and tell Mama. I told the police officer, I said, you're going to be coming and investigating the murder. When this is all over with, you're going to see me again, but I'm going to be dead, you know, because I got a speeding ticket, you know. And I was more worried about Mama because Daddy's calmer about things, you know. You know, you're not be doing that. Mama can't say nothing calm. Nothing comes out, even when she's happy. Nothing's calm, you know. But Daddy's the polar opposite, so I was more worried about Mama. But you have to follow the law or you're punished, you know. When you have a job, Sister Lisa, you got to be there on time. You know, you got to do exactly what they say. There's some jobs make you wear certain things. My job makes me wear certain things. I have to act certain ways. I can't act like I want to with other people's children. I have to do it by the law. Everything's set. It's consistent. Everything's consistent. Just like it was with the animal, everything was consistent. And you know, Aunt Donna, that's how we have to be. We have to be consistent. He told him in his Psalms, he said, treat it like it's the law. You always have to follow it. You always have to obey it. You always have to do what it says. And sometimes people knock the religion thing. They say, have salvation, not religion. But I'm going to tell you something about religion. There ain't nothing wrong with religion. The Lord ain't a bunch of rules and regulations of this, do this, and don't do that. He's about cleaning you up, straightening you up, and setting you on the right path. And when you get cleaned up on the inside, you want to be cleaned up on the outside. Everything wants to get fixed up. If you get one part fixed, sister, then the other part wants to fix. If you get this straightened out, that wants to straighten out. You don't have to do much, but just give it to the Lord and let Him fix it. You don't have to do much, sister B. The Lord's all about taking your burdens and handling them Himself. That's why He said, bring it to the Lord and leave it there. He inspires the psalmist to write that because he said, I'm all about taking it from you, fixing it, and giving it back to you. That's what He does, Sister Lisa. Problems you got, give them to the Lord and leave them there. But He says it's the law. Be consistent, Sister Don. Treat it like you always got to do it. In the morning, if the Lord tells you, rise in the morning and read your Bible, rise in the morning, do it every morning, and be faithful and read your Bible, because there's something that will help you out of it. Sister B, sometimes we get with the Lord, and it's like we can do it sometimes, and then other times we don't have to do it. You have to be consistent, Sister Ethel. You always have to do it. Now let me tell you something. Y'all help me out this morning, and I might get free. I ain't free yet, but I might get free, okay? Let me tell you something about the Lord. The Lord ain't going to come to you and make you do anything. You haven't got to do anything. But when you get it way down deep, that song says deep and wide, said it was so wide, the devil couldn't go around it. It was so tall, he couldn't go over it. It was so low, he couldn't go under it. It had all their bases covered. When you get it way down deep, it'll get so wide and so tall and so high and so deep to the devil that you won't want to do anything but stay consistent, Sister Dana. You won't want to do anything but stay in the law. He told me, he said, we're not under man's law. Because if you're under Jesus' law, you ain't going to do nothing wrong. Right. We ain't got to worry about obeying man's law. Because if you obey in Jesus' law, everything's going to line right up. Right. Y'all help me out. Yes. You know, excuse me, I got allergies. because I'm feeling under the weather. But I've got all faith that the Lord's going to help me. You know why? Because He's consistent. I've been preaching since I was 15 years old, and every message ain't Marcel. He ain't never left me up here wondering what I was going to say and wondering what I was going to do. I've always had scripture. I've always had one to say. I've always had one to do. He's always been consistent. Just debate it. If you're going to have what you're praying for, if you're going to have the relationship you want, you've got to be consistent. Treat it like it's the law. Tell them, say, I can't do this morning. I got to get up and pray because the Lord told me to. I can't do this afternoon. I got to read my Bible. The Lord told me to. I've got to be consistent. The Lord ain't wishy-washy. You can't do it sometime and not do it other times. You've got to be consistent. Now, every message ain't the same. And the way Daddy was talking earlier, the Lord shows you different ways to get through things. But you yourself and your relationship with the Lord, you've got to be consistent. You got to always do the same thing. He said, it's like the law. He said, I look at it and I said, Lord, I can't miss my time with you. I can't miss my time in prayer. I can't miss my church service. Now, the Lord understands things. But when you're able to be here, be here. When you're able to pray, if you ain't sick in the bed, you know how they always say, Sister Fanny used to pray. And they said, well, Lord, the devil just took it from me. Shine. Did y'all say, could y'all read my mind then? Lord, He took it straight from me. But I tell you what, the lips the Lord laid in my heart. Grandma Carrie, that was Grandpa Robert Lee's mom. She had a dogwood tree, and the altar was made right before the dogwood tree. And she made her altar, and she went down there 3 times a day. She took all her grandchildren, and she went down there 3 times a day. Every single day. She didn't miss a time. She went down there every single day. And she'd kneel in front of that altar, and she'd grab the tree and hold on to the tree. And it had her hand plants in the tree where she was grabbing onto the tree praying. And she had calluses on her knees where she was bending down in the rocks and the gravel and the sticks and the sand praying. And then her knees had got hard. Not smooth, they were hard. And her hands were hard where she'd been grabbing on that tree praying for somebody. Probably praying for me way down the line. Lord, if I ever have a great-great-granddaughter, will you please help her to preach? She's probably the reason I'm standing this morning, Sister May, grabbing onto that tree. Consistent, Sister Lisa, going every day, even when it's tough to go, Sister Donna, even when it's hard to do it, Sister B, it's the law, and you have to make yourself, Sister Dan, Lord, I'll go, no matter what comes behind, no matter what I leave behind, I'll go. If it's a weight, the Bible said, lay it aside. If it's a problem, give it to the Lord and leave it there and keep running this race. He said, I lay it aside every way and run this race with patience. Lord, go it on anyway. And when she died, the tree died. You know why? Because y'all help me out because I'm fixing to tell you something good. Help me out. You know why? Because I prayed for y'all this morning. When I was praying, I said, Lord, let them open their ears to hear. And let it run, let the word run through their veins like medicine. And just heal every place that's broken, whatever needs to be done, so let it run. You know why that tree died? Because that anointing was flowing back and forth. And when the anointing died, when the anointing was gone, the tree died. There's something to say, but keep being consistent, Sister B. There's something to say, Lord. They say if you pray for something once, Don't pray for it no more. You can take the burden and leave it to the Lord. But every once in a while you go back and say, Lord, I just want to make sure you help my burden. Don't forget me, Jesus. He won't forget you. But there's something to say for going back and being consistent. Lord, I still remember what I'm supposed to be doing. Lord, I still remember what I'm supposed to be saying. Lord, I remember what I need to do. I remember my burden. I remember to pray. It's something to say, Sister Lisa, for being consistent. He told them, he said, the scribes and the Pharisees love them that love them. Said it's easy to do that. It's easy to be faithful when it's easy to be faithful. When you're in the valley and ain't nothing but sunshine and roses, that's easy. Sister Ethel, when you're dealing with problems you didn't think you was going to have to deal with, and you still believed in the Lord, that's when it's hard to be thankful. But you're being thankful anyway, Sister B. When you're going through things, you pray not to go through, but you're going through them anyway, and you're still being faithful. That's when it's hard to be faithful. But it's called being consistent. When you're going through things you didn't think you're going to have to go through, but you're going through them anyway, that's when it's being consistent, Sister Dina. You got to be consistent. I had never got up here. Now every message ain't been the same. Sometimes I do a whole lot of hollering. Sometimes it's like more like teaching. Sometimes y'all really get to shouting. Sometimes it's not that way. But I ain't never been up here. Not one time where he didn't show up and help me. He said, I'll give you the words the self-same hour you need them. I do what you need just when you need it. He's consistent. Every time you've called, he's answered. It might not have been the answer you wanted, but every time you've called, he's answered. He's answered. I had a girl in high school. I went to a Christian school. I was very fortunate to go to a Christian school where the Lord was taught on the daily. Very fortunate. I thank the Lord for it. But we would take turns praying sometime in class. And this one girl would always say, Lord, we thank you for your answers, though they're yes, no, or maybe. The Lord don't tell you maybe. The Lord says yes or no, or he might tell you now's not the time. I've seen people praying for things and the Lord said, no, you gotta wait. Now it's not the time. I've seen people have to wait on stuff, but I've never seen the Lord indecisive and not know what you need. Or not know what to do for you. The Lord ain't indecisive. He said, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. I know what you need, but I know when you need it. But you got to be consistent through the wait. You remember last Sunday, or the Sunday before last, when we talked about being in the tomb? And you might be waiting in there 3 days, but you got to be consistent that whole 3 days. You can't give up and you can't give in. You have to be consistent. Even when it's hard, even if the message ain't hooked and hollered like you want it, you got to be consistent because it's for somebody. I appreciate the Lord and I appreciate the church. And I'm so glad my family's showing and coming and able to be with us in service. And I'm so thankful for my old members, my old crew. I was part of the old crew at work. I'm the longest one that's been there. And I always talk about the old crew and then the new crew. And both are good, but you know, we've got an old crew, we got a new crew. But I appreciate the Lord and I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Certainly appreciate the message. The word is for us.
Right.
Blessed is the man who meditates the word of God. So let's keep looking at it, keep moving forward. Hold on to the Lord. There's one thing about it. If you hold on to Him, He'll sure hold on to you.
That's right.